Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. So we continue in our study in the Beatitudes. We're in the fourth of the five times that Jesus says, "You've heard it said, but I say to you." Today we move into something that's really difficult to understand because it doesn't make any sense in our culture, neither did it to the Jews back then. Beginning in verse 38, I read this. "You've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you." Here we have four different things that Jesus addresses, and I'm going to go through them very quickly. Do not resist an evil person that slaps you, turn the other cheek. That was more about insulting. That's not saying that we shouldn't defend ourselves, that we should let people attack us. That is not it at all. This was about a personal offense when someone would backhand you across the face, and then someone would turn the other cheek, and they would hit them on the other one as well. He's saying, turn the other cheek, and do not try to retaliate. Then he said, if someone wants to sue you or take you to court, and there's an implication here, there's some legitimate beef they have with you, they want to take your shirt, in the generous and humble way of Christ, let him have your coat also. The coat was a big deal back then. That was the outer garment they used for protection from the weather. Sometimes they slept on them. Don't just give them your shirt, give them your coat also. There's humility and generosity in that, even if it doesn't make sense to us today. Jesus said, whoever forces you to go with him 1 mile, go with him two. I read an interesting commentary that Roman officials, by law, were allowed to force poor people, like Jews, for example, to carry their things a mile, but only a mile, and then back. And so what Jesus is saying here is if someone forces you to do that, then go too. Go the extra mile. That's where that expression came from. And don't do it with a bad attitude and acting like you're being a great person for doing it. In humility of Jesus Christ, go the extra mile with that person to help them out. And then the final one doesn't make any sense to us today. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. We probably get the part about giving because we want to be generous and we give to people even if they can't give back to us. But we don't have to give what people ask necessarily. We want to give as we use our discernment. We want to give to help people. We don't want to give to enable people. We don't want to give where people don't really have that need. But in that mind of Christ that has discernment and generosity, we want to give to help people out. He said, do not turn away those who want to borrow from you. This is a little bit trickier, especially because of our culture today. Jesus was speaking to Jews, his disciples, and in the Jewish law, if you go back to the Old Testament, they were to let people borrow and they were not allowed to charge interest from Jew to Jew. So Jesus says, don't turn away someone who wants to borrow from you. And if you have the wherewithal and you think it's a worthy cause or something that we should be lending to, then we should do so. But again, not indiscriminately, not foolishly, because we're to use the wisdom and discernment of the Holy Spirit to help us live the humble and gentle life of Christ in all of these areas. Hanging on his every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.